trust. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's The Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Medicine and Nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm with you for this hour, and 877-726-8255 is the number to call with questions. You can record a question anytime during the week, and we'll answer it here on the program. Among the things we're going to talk about this hour, it's kind of got a culinary flavor. Osteoarthritis soup and colostrum tarts are on the menu, and also olives are rounding out the menu this hour in terms of their health benefits. Let's start with osteoarthritis soup. This is an interesting study from Western Ontario McMaster's University, where patients ate a broccoli soup for 12 weeks. And correction, this is done at the University of East Anglia in Norwich, England. The Western Ontario McMaster's University has set up an osteoarthritis index. It's called a WOMAC score, which scores pain and disability associated with osteoarthritis. So the research done in East Anglia in England, and the patients who ate the broccoli soup for 12 weeks saw a significant reduction in their WOMAC pain score, the mean difference of 4.2%. on a scale of 20 was statistically significant. And so what this was basically a fresh broccoli soup. And there's a picture of it. It's super green. And, you know, there may be an advantage of doing this over sulforaphane supplements, because they believe that the ingredient, the secret sauce to the soup that helps the WOMAC scores, is an ingredient called sulforaphane. Which is a breakdown product of glucoraphanin, and they believe that it may be effective in osteoarthritis therapy in mouse models. This study was done in humans, but previous studies in mice showed that sulforaphane has demonstrated a protective role in reducing inflammation and cartilage destruction. So putting broccoli in soup, they say, was the group's approach to making it both palatable and standardizable as a nutraceutical, although there was an exclusion granted to people who were broccoli haters. There's some people who just no way, no how. Are they going to eat broccoli? They'd rather take the pill. The researchers say the vegetable is widely accessible, can be used on a large scale. And so the question is, you know, will steamed broccoli be equally efficacious? But the numbers were impressive in this short 12-week trial. So they found that numerical advantages for the broccoli soup We're also seeing for other patient-reported measures of pain, overall worse day and pain in other joints. Interesting study. I wonder what they use as a placebo. They had a control soup that was, I guess it was green, so as to seem like the broccoli soup. But there was little sign of a placebo effect with the control group. Just having a green soup. I mean, yeah, there may be something to it. It's like, yeah, I believe that the soup is going to help me. But, you know, interestingly, the placebo effect with the control soup was negligible. So there you have it. Broccoli soup. Give it a shot for your osteoarthritis. All right, let's take one of your recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I'd like to know how much water or liquids someone should take over the course of a 24-hour day.
Does this caller sound a little dehydrated? I mean, maybe benefit from some additional hydration, although, you know, it's not clear. There's a lot of things that could potentially be going on with a scratchy voice. So, this is a really controversial area because we now have kind of a mania for hydration. And, you know, young, attractive women are walking around, you know, like gunslingers with holsters of bottled water, and they're, you know, taking swigs of it like cowboys in a saloon because they're in dread fear of dehydration. And dehydration or underhydration can be a problem. It's actually been shown that underhydration can even affect your mental acuity. There's really problems associated with that. On the other hand, overhydration can be a problem too. And, you know, we've only to look at marathon runners who inadvertently overhydrate, you know, because they're hot, they're thirsty, but they drink just water without necessary electrolytes. And what they develop is hyponatremia or a low blood sodium. So standard recommendation is 15.5 cups for men and 11.5 cups of water for women. And, of course, you know, the problem is that people drink all kinds of beverages, sugary beverages, and that's not great. People drink caffeinated beverages, and that's not great because there may be some dehydration associated with that. The net effect should be around that, but you know, that's for the typical person. So who's typical? People are various sizes. People have various activity levels. People have various exposures to heat and climate. You know, guys, digging ditches, on construction crews may have greater hydration requirements than people sitting in an office tapping away at a keyboard. And then there are various medical conditions. You know, say you're taking a diuretic. You may be at risk of dehydration because your kidneys are being prompted to force excess fluid out of your body. Then there's the 8x8 rule. You know, 8 ounce glasses of water per day. Well, that's not really pertinent either. So, you know, one of the ways that you can determine that is with a blood test. And you can look at people's levels of sodium, and sometimes you have high levels of sodium, which can be due to a variety of conditions, but often is a tip-off to underhydration. And the acceptable range of sodium, the body regulates sodium levels very carefully, because if you go out of range, you can have all kinds of havoc metabolically. Your optimal range is 135 to 145, but it's been stated that it's better to keep your sodium on the lower end of the scale, less than 140 or less than 141, but probably not in the low 130s. That might suggest that you are hyperhydrating or that you have a medical condition that causes you to have mineral loss. So there you have it, different strokes for different folks. It varies all over the board. There's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to hydration. I think hydration, though, is a little bit overplayed because people sometimes compulsive water drinkers. There's actually a psychiatric term for it. It's dipsomania. And, you know, I think we have a cultural moment of dipsomania because so many people are trying to fend off dehydration when, you know, just obeying thirst signals may be the right way to go. Thirst signals, of course, are blunted in certain disease states, and as you get older, thirst signals may not be the proper cue. But generally, listen to your body and obey your thirst signals. I think I'm going to reach for a cup of decaf in a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Hello, this is Steve Keeger, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. Community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. And I think we have a question that kind of relates to the previous subject, which is how much should you drink? We talked a little bit about sodium levels, and so let's hear it.
My doctor has let me know that my blood readings show that I am low in sodium. And so I'm adding a little bit more salt to my meals. My question to you is, what is the significance of this? Is this a problem to have sodium levels that are too low?
Okay, yeah. Let me just speak generally about little aberrations on blood tests. And, you know, we have these norms, and now we share blood tests with patients, and often patients will, you know, go home and look at the range or see an alert like this is high, this is low, you know, and that'll be a source of great consternation to them. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't, you know, they should just listen to their doctors and not bother to engage in enlightened self-care. These slight variations from normal need to be interpreted in the context of your overall health. And sometimes a low sodium is so drastic that it prompts a medical workup to see if there's a problem. There may be, you know, problem with the hormone regulation of sodium. There's a condition called the syndrome of inappropriate ADH secretion, which is rare, but it can cause, you know, low sodium. But that is rare. That's kind of a zebra on the edge of our peripheral vision. And more common causes are, you know, sometimes diuretic use prompts us to lose sodium, and sometimes you have excess hydration. As I mentioned earlier, you can reduce your sodium. It's not that the sodium's low; it's just that you're diluting the sodium. You're over diluting it so that the blood level appears to be low. So, two ways to correct it: one is to curb your fluid intake, of especially water, which is no sodium whatsoever, and maybe increase your sodium intake. Now, increasing sodium intake is problematic in people who have high blood pressure, but there are a lot of people who have low sodium, and they're kind of weak and woozy, and they may discover that, you know, we've also been programmed to be salt phobic in the society. And for some people, that makes sense. It causes problems, increases their risk of high blood pressure, which can lead to heart problems and stroke and all kinds of mischief. But for some people, they are conscientious, healthy people, and they avoid sodium like the plague. And that may be a disservice, that they need a little more sodium in their diets from salted foods, or from additional table salt. So that may be the answer to your problem. Is it a dire problem? I generally consider it, you know, something that, you know, we will repeat the test after people do a little behavior modification around their fluid intake and their sodium intake, and usually it falls back into place. So I'd reassure you that this is not a biggie. This item, you know, we all have our golden hour. Hey, 4th of July weekend is a good time to explore this. Our time to de-stress and reflect to reach new levels of calm and contentment. Well, to help you achieve your goals, check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and brighter mood. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences. Their Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, rich and bold for when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils and gummies. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for, get this, 30% off. Yeah, we really want you to try it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. All right, we promised to share with you the latest information about a culinary delight that is being offered in England. I don't know if any restaurants in the U.S. are offering this yet. A colostrum tart, the wonder ingredient adopted by chefs and wellness gurus. This comes to us from the lifestyle section of Yahoo.com. Colostrum tart, anyone? The wonder ingredient adopted by chefs and wellness gurus. Okay. Don't worry, folks. This is not human colostrum. This is bovine colostrum. Guests at a restaurant called, I can't even pronounce the name, it's got such a fancy name, I can't even pronounce it, a restaurant in North Yorkshire, finished their meal with a bite-sized custard tart. It's served warm and showered in freshly grated nutmeg. It is, the ingredient is sweetened bovine colostrum. Now, you know, this is kind of a novelty thing, and it sounds like kind of a joke, but bovine colostrum has a lot of benefits. I personally take it in my shake, and colostrum actually has healing effects on the gut. It contains beneficial immunoglobulins. It contains prebiotics, and so maybe there's something to it. It sounds kind of icky. It's the first milk produced by female mammals after giving birth, and it's vital for the newborn. It's used a lot in agriculture. So maybe, just maybe, a colostrum tart is not such a ridiculous thing. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Can President Trump avoid the pitfalls of all two-term presidents? And what's the secret behind 2026? We've got the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Another segment where we discuss things that are on your mind. You can call us at 877-726-8255, and also some of the most important news stories of the week. This one is interesting because it's a story about the criteria that we set for whether people need to be on statin drugs. And what we've seen is rapidly expanding prescribing of statin drugs. Statin drugs began as a hedge against people who had super high cholesterol. If you had cholesterol, say, over 300, back in the 1970s, 1980s, when these drugs came into vogue, they were employed. But you could get away with the cholesterol in the 200s. They have kind of changed the goalpost. Now they say that if you have had any kind of heart problem, you need to be on a statin. If you have any kind of diabetes, you need to be on a statin. If you've had a stroke, you need to be on a statin. They have actual guidelines that help physicians decide whether to put people on statins. And, in fact, a lot of doctors use EMRs, which are electronic medical record systems. They interact with these to do their notes and to file for insurance. And a lot of EMRs have built-in algorithms that prompt the doctor, did you forget to put this patient on a statin? Which statin would you like to put this patient on? Based on the analysis of the numbers that they input. And so there's actually a funny thing happened when they reevaluated these guidelines. They now say, and this is based on an article in JAMA Internal Medicine, Journal of the American Medical Association, if national guidelines are revised to incorporate a new risk equation, this is kind of a plug-in. You can actually find some of these risk equations. They are plug-ins that you can plug in your numbers, you know, whatever your numbers are, and then, you know, certain other things. Are you diabetic? Do you have a family history of heart disease? A few things that are pertinent to your risk. They then tell you whether or not you are a candidate for cholesterol-lowering statins. But here's what they say, is that according to a study by researchers at the University of Pittsburgh, if national guidelines are revised to incorporate a new risk equation, about 40% fewer patients could meet the criteria. They say that at a population level, the number of adults recommended for statins could decrease from 45 million. Boy, the population of the United States is maybe 300 million. So, wow, 45 million, that is like, you know, one-sixth of the population should be on statins. But they say it could decrease from 45 million to 28 million. But at the same time, the study showed that most people who would be recommended to take statins are not currently taking them. So there's some people who maybe, according to the criteria, should be taking them. There are other people who, according to the criteria, are doing it so unnecessarily. So they say, and I'm quoting the lead author of the study, this is an opportunity to refocus our efforts and invest our resources in the populations of patients at the highest risk. Now, the problem that I have with this, they use something called a prevent equation, and they looked at it, and one of the problems with the prevent equation is that it does not leverage what to me is one of the most effective ways to determine whether people need a statin, which is to image the coronary arteries using a cheap and non-invasive test that doesn't deliver a lot of radiation. It's a coronary CT or an EBD heart scan that gives you an assessment of what's called CAC, coronary artery calcium. It gives you a score ranging from zero, which is the best, to into the hundreds, and then there are intermediate scores. And depending on your age, I mean, if you're like 85 and you have a score, you know, like 75, you have some plaque, but is that the plaque that's going to kill you? There's not robust evidence that people with minimal cardiovascular risk benefit from statins past a certain age. But perhaps we have that finding at the age of 30. Well, that would be concerning because perhaps you have another 60 years ahead of you in which to accumulate risk. So using the PREVENT team, the team found that among the study's entire cohort, 10-year risk of developing heart disease was 4%. That's half as high as the risk calculated by the previous plug-in, which was 8%. So, wow, that suggests that an estimated 4.1 million patients who are currently taking statins would no longer be recommended to take them based on this new PREVENT study, which I think it may be a step in the right direction to eliminate the need for taking statins for some people, but it's not the perfect test. For example, I plugged in to the PREVENT algorithm with my numbers, and my numbers actually exaggerate my risk. I have a cholesterol that's north of 200, but I have an HDL that's in the 90s. I do have a family history of heart disease, but they don't ask me how much I exercise. They do ask me if I'm diabetic or if hypertension. I said no. But they put me in a kind of an intermittent, immediate risk category, which doesn't seem appropriate given the fact that I have a zero coronary artery calcium score as of a few years back. So, you know, I think this whole issue needs to be revisited, because our criteria for putting people on statins, some people think that we ought to put people, virtually everyone, on statins from the age of 20 onward because they're such a boon to mankind. Others, like myself, think we ought to be more careful in our statin prescribing. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait. We wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Well, I picked up a couple of things, but mainly that it's important to take these small opportunities and create something huge out of them. So if you're like somebody who's at the bottom of the corporate ladder, it's important to really try to push yourself and keep going, just as Jonathan did. Like, that is incredible to me, and I really hope to do something just like that.
Yeah, I think you certainly got it, right? You know, starting at the bottom of an organization when you come in, there's no shame in that, and being able to set yourself apart from individuals there and do what it takes and what's asked of you goes a long way.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I hope you're enjoying your 4th of July Independence Day weekend. And 877-726-8255, the way to get through to us to record questions. Let's hear one of those questions.
What is your opinion about xylitol? I was taking xylitol mints, and then I heard that xylitol can affect the heart negatively. Thank you.
Okay, so we have to do a kind of a cleanup in aisle three around that story, because just as with erythritol, and I wrote a newsletter article on erythritol, my feeling about the Stanley Hazen study on erythritol. Remember, the same guy who has kind of blown the whistle on TMAO, claiming that a meat diet rich in carnitine can be a cause of heart disease because of something, a compound called TMAO, used the same methodology. And by the way, it turns out to be not true, that TMAO, the TMA controversy is unresolved at this point. It's unclear whether TMAO is something that we should routinely measure because it's a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. It may not be about the meat. It may be about the microbiome. The whole thing became muddled after great fanfare about 8 or 10 years ago. And the same research group then turned its sights on erythritol, which is a ubiquitous sweetener. It's often teamed with stevia and something called Truvia. I personally use a little Truvia in my tea in the morning as a non-caloric sweetener, and I'm not worried that that's going to cause cardiovascular disease because the study marshaled a lot of, I think, circumstantial evidence to suggest that erythritol was the culprit. And so they then turned their attention to xylitol, which is like erythritol, another sugar alcohol. It's used as a sweetener. It's also used in clear nasal products and in clear gum and the little lozenges that you can suck on, like mints. And there's clear benefits to xylitol in terms of your nasal passages, in terms of reducing the risk for allergies and infections, and also in terms of dental caries. So the evidence is very clear in terms of benefits. In terms of harms, it's been pointed out by people, I think, even more sophisticated than me. I recently read a review about this by a guy who I really respect in terms of his scientific acumen and his ability to critique studies, that one of the problems with the study that showed that xylitol was associated with higher risk for cardiovascular disease is that they actually did not account for the fact that the body actually makes xylitol. So it's not just the exogenous, the outside consumption of xylitol that may be associated with cardiovascular disease, and maybe that people who are, say, insulin resistant, overweight, obese, you know, metabolically unfit, and at high risk for cardiovascular disease, make xylitol. The body can make it. So that, I think, is the major fly in the ointment to the xylitol study. Nonetheless, the press got it wrong, and that's partly because the Cleveland Clinic has a very effective PR department where they can ship articles very quickly to all the science editors around the country. And the science editors, maybe they lack the sophistication to be able to analyze the studies, or they have to hit press time really quickly, and, you know, it's the news you can use. And they write articles to say that xylitol can hike your cardiovascular risk, which is, I think, erroneous. Nonetheless, you know, xylitol, when taken orally, it has a side effect that limits your ability to take enormous amounts of xylitol, which is that it's a pretty potent laxative at high doses, you know, like teaspoons full. And so you probably would have the laxative effect that would prevent you from reaching the threshold where it could cause cardiovascular problems. So that's my take on the xylitol study altogether. Let me mention that, you know, I've been skeptical about weight loss products. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never, up to this time, endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. The science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient CaliCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which is in the news these days, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters, unlike other purported weight loss supplements. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and to order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. We want you to try it, so use coupon code DH10, DH for Dr. H, DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com, coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb. All right, this item, you know, we know that olive oil is beneficial, and a new study suggests that a compound from olives has been identified that shows promise for treating obesity and diabetes. Now, you know, there's a whole lot of thing about, you know, drinking red wine as part of the French paradox. And the French paradox, you know, the French, they smoke their Gauloise, they eat a lot of pâté de foie, which is high fat, liver pâté, and yet they were free of cardiovascular disease, at least until recently, relatively free. Not that much obesity, but the one thing that they didn't account for is that they consumed tons of olive oil. And so it was all attributed to the red wine. Turns out the red wine may not be the secret sauce. In this study, using obese mice with diabetes, they gave them something called linoleic acid, which is something olive oil is rich in. The obese mice with diabetes, they were given oral linoleic acid, weighed significantly less and showed better blood sugar regulation than before treatment compared to control obese mice not receiving the linoleic acid. The glucose lowering effect was comparable with that of the injectable diabetic medication liraglutide. That is one of those GLP-1 injectable shots for weight loss, and better than metformin, which is one of the most common oral medicines for type 2 diabetes. So, you know, suggestion, olive oil. It may be that this compound within olive oil developed as a supplement, or there may be a way to enrich olive oil in its linoleic acid percentage. Linoleic acid is found in mature olives and extra virgin olive oil. It can also induce the release of GLP-1 and PYY. Well, we just talked about Calicurb. Olive oil, too, can be an adjunct to weight loss and appetite control for people who have metabolic syndrome. It turns out that the linoleic acid significantly reduced food intake and promoted weight loss. And so overall, the study showed that linoleic acid from olives has promising effects on hormone release and metabolic health, particularly in obese and diabetic conditions. So there you have it. Pour on the olive oil. There are a variety of components, not just linoleic acid. There are other polyphenols, oleoropein, and hydroxytyrosol. All of these compounds within olive oil have beneficial effects. And I'm a liberal user of really aromatic, extra virgin olive oil rich in polyphenols with a little bit of a green tint and lots of flavor. All right. As our program draws to a close, let me remind you of some things that are going on. Whether you're a nutrition enthusiast or simply an individual looking to improve your well-being, check out a comprehensive new course from the American Nutrition Association. It's called Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition. So people ask you, how can I learn about nutrition? Well, here's a self-paced one-hour course with video reference sheets and more, all with the goal of helping you harness the power of personalized nutrition. You'll learn how to optimize your energy levels, support your mental clarity, improve your GI function, enhance your physical performance, and maintain your metabolic health. The course is regularly $49, but special offer. As an intelligent medicine listener, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman. That's the ANA.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 to obtain the exclusive discount. The ANA believes that personalized nutrition holds the greatest potential to solve the chronic disease epidemic. And so go to ANA.org/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman29 for the Harness the Power Personalized Nutrition course. And don't forget our free speech for health campaign. The Alliance for Natural Health stands as a guardian of your right to choose natural, sustainable health care options. It's more important than ever to stand up for our right to get truthful, accurate health information uncensored by social media. So just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. The campaign is Free Speech for Health with a number 4, freespeechforhealth.org, or go to drhoffman.com/ANH. I'll be matching all contributions there to a total of $5,000. So remember, drhoffmanstore.com, where you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements. Go to drhoffman.com for podcasts, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on social media. We're on X and Facebook. And have yourself a safe and healthy holiday weekend. Enjoy.
A big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks!
Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. President Biden pardons his son, Hunter, reversing his past promises not to do so.
In the waning weeks of his presidency, Joe Biden used his authority to pardon his son and spare him a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and convictions. On several occasions, the president had said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. In a statement, the president said no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son. And that is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's plan to nominate Kash Patel as FBI director sets the stage for a fresh new round of optimism in a law enforcement agency tasked with investigating federal crimes. Patel has plans to shake up the FBI and get it back in working order following 4 years of political prosecutions and crime under the Biden-Harris team. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy preparing to meet with House Republicans next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson posted online he'll host the pair December 5th. The GOP embarks on an ambitious agenda, starting with tax cuts. Von Taylor is more on the story.
Republicans swept to power on Election Day and now control the House, the Senate, and the White House with plans for an ambitious 100-day agenda come January. Their to-do list includes extending tax breaks, cutting social programs, building the border wall to stop immigration, and rolling back President Biden's green energy policies. Atop that list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring tax cuts that were a signature domestic achievement of Donald Trump's first term as president. It's an issue that may define his return to the White House. Ron Taylor reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, oh yeah, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Small business owners have had a mostly positive reaction to a judge's decision to strike down an overtime rule that would have qualified more workers for overtime pay.
Earlier this month, a federal judge in Texas blocked a new rule from the Biden administration that would have expanded access to overtime pay to millions more salaried workers across the U.S. Nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week. Many salaried workers are exempt from that requirement unless they earn below a certain level.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Portions of the U.S. are in the grips of an Arctic blast. The National Weather Service says high temperatures are expected to be 10 to 20 degrees below average from the northern plains into the Ohio Valley. Millions of people in the Great Lakes region also buried in deep snow. The heavy snow and blizzard-like conditions made driving nearly impossible in parts of upstate New York and northwestern Pennsylvania Saturday. Or at townhall.com. There's been another food recall. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more on the story.
The FDA says cucumbers shipped to 13 U.S.
U.S. states have been recalled because of potential salmonella contamination. SunFed Produce, based in Arizona, said the questionable cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. No illnesses were immediately reported. Earlier this summer, a separate salmonella outbreak in cucumbers sickened 450 people in the country. I'm Shelley Adler.
About 1 in 7 Americans age 65 and older are meeting federal physical activity guidelines. The researchers say older adults have the same goals for physical activity as all adults, which includes 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic physical activity each week. They say more senior men met the guidelines than senior women. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden. Samson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Ben Asner. A lovely, enchanting interview. Conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. Folks, I'm a little bit fired up today, so I'm going to try not to drop any naughty words. I'm going to start off the program on a really positive note. I worked with a very nice lady earlier in the week. I actually worked with her initially several years ago, helping with placement of her mother. She was very, very happy with the service. And then a couple of weeks ago, she contacted me and said, hey, I need to speak with you immediately. So I called her back. She saw the caller ID, and she answered the phone, Steve Keeker, my hero. And I said, oh, my goodness, you just made not my day. You made my whole month, maybe even the whole year. That what a nice, nice reception that was. So I worked with her again earlier this week to help with placement of her father. So, yes, senior care consulting, we get referrals from our previous clients. Sometimes they need us more than once, and we get a lot of referrals from a lot of different places. We're super, super proud of that and very, very honored to help our clients and sometimes help them multiple times. So with that, I'm going to spend some time today, a lot of time today, explaining. Look, let me back up. Like I said, I'm pretty fired up. The mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So I feel really strongly that the majority of people out there have no clue how these free referral services work and what a built-in conflict of interest they have. Let me explain that. So their revenue model, here's exactly how it works. They'll go out to all of these different, you know, senior care providers. And they'll say, hey, we're pretty good at marketing, and we're going to bring some folks in. We're going to send you information. We're going to bring them in, et cetera. If any of our clients choose your place, then you owe us, and typically it's around 100% of the first month's cost. I'm going to prove my point a little bit later on. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. That could be 80 or 90%. I guess it depends on how how well you negotiate, but typically it's right at the top of that, and maybe even 100% of the first month's cost. So again, that could be $6,000, $8,000 all day, every day. And so, unbelievably, this blows my mind. There are a lot of providers out there that say, sure, yeah, I'll pay you $7,000 to bring someone in if they move in, or $8,000 or $6,000, whatever the number is. And if I were their VP of marketing, I wouldn't have anything to do with it. I would spend that money doing my own marketing, bringing in a much higher quality referral, and I won't get into all of that. But again, unbelievably, a lot of these places will work with them. That's how they make their money. They recommend places on their list, and if you choose it, they get a giant kickback. That is their referral model, or excuse me, that's their revenue model, okay? So with that, let me share how well that's going with one particular free referral service.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I just went to the Better Business Bureau and I put the name of this free referral service in there. And I'll tell you what, boy, it's not good. And when I look them up, I see that they're averaging a rating of 1 star out of 5 stars, but yet they're rated A with the Better Business Bureau. That causes me to call into question the credibility of all that, frankly. Just my opinion, and I'm allowed to have that. All right, so here is a complaint that is about a month and a half old. I've unsubscribed from emails multiple times after having several conversations with this company. Not only did I tell them early on in my search for care for my grandmother that I was going in a different direction, I don't need you anymore is what they're saying, I told them the last time I was willing to talk with them that my grandmother has sadly passed away. They continue to ask me if I found care for my deceased grandmother, regardless of my statements. I'm not interested in their service. And that my relative is deceased. I've unsubscribed from your emails multiple times. Please leave me alone. Your emails are distressing. And this goes on and on and on. And see if you see a theme here. Now, let me skip over that one. I'm just reading this to you. This is publicly available information. Here's another one. Very recent complaint. I entered my personal information on this site last night. So they're just clicking around online. They're like, oh, this looks interesting. They just put your information in there in hopes of getting a list of facilities, because that's what they say. Here, enter your information. We'll give you a list of facilities. Instead of information on these facilities in the list, my information was automatically sent out to multiple businesses who immediately started sending emails and texts. Then the phone calls started coming in at 7 a.m. today. This website is misleading. You think you're starting a search like you would on, you know, Yelp or some, you know, some of these other sites. That's what I thought. It told me there were 80 search results in my area. Then it took my phone number and email. It didn't let me look at those 80 search results. I want my phone and email taken off of the list, and this business needs to follow ethical business practices. I believe this website is designed to be a bait and switch. Okay, here's another one. I was misled into entering personal information on a website that turned out to be related to another website, but with a different name. They instantly began harassing me with phone calls that I don't answer, but the calls continue nevertheless. Listen to this. Seven calls in the last 22 hours. I hate this, and I just want the calls to stop. Here's another one. I call this particular free referral service, and I requested my account to be canceled. They told me they only take written requests. I sent the written request. They didn't cancel anything. They told me I was canceled. They didn't cancel anything. The call stopped for a couple of months, and then now they're back. How's this free referral service sounding to you so far? Sounds just wonderful, doesn't it? Here's another one. They continue to call after numerous requests for no contact. I've been told three times that I was on the no-call list. It stops for a couple of months, and then it starts back up. I just want the calls to stop. Let's see. I contacted this particular free referral service early 2024 looking for placement and looking for care for my mother. I had already visited a few places. I secured a place for my mother on my own without anyone else's help. It was the first place I visited before calling this free referral service. I told them to stop calling because we found a place. They will not stop calling. They always say, we'll add you to our do not call list, and here we are continuing to get calls. So, again, you can go to the Better Business Bureau and look up any company you want. I did that with this particular one. And there are dozens and dozens and dozens of complaints by real customers with real complaints. So you need to understand that most of the times in life, you get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, so... I have some other stories. You're going to want to hear this. It is unbelievable, and you do get what you pay for. There is light at the end of the tunnel towards the end of the program. I'll let you know an alternate option for placement services that I think you are going to love. And now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free referral services only take you to their list of partner facilities. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Well, I picked up a couple of things, but mainly that it's important to take these small opportunities and create something huge out of them. So if you're like somebody who's at the bottom of the corporate ladder, it's important to really try to push yourself and keep going, just as Jonathan did. Like, that is incredible to me, and I really hope to do something just like that.
Yeah, I think you certainly got it, right? You know, starting at the bottom of an organization when you come in, there's no shame in that, and being able to set yourself apart from individuals there and do what it takes and what's asked of you goes a long way.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free referral services only take you to their list of partner facilities. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. You might be surprised by that. You thought I was going to say true, didn't you? So it's been my experience to see that the majority of the places they visit are on their list of participating partner facilities, but it is possible they could take you to a place that's not on their list and just not make their giant kickback. So several months ago, I received a phone call from a fellow in a completely different state. He's running a small free referral service. And he was giving me grief about my criticism of the free referral services. And so I said, I think it's a conflict of interest to be paid by the places you recommend. I think you lose your objectivity. I think that's just as clear as a bell. How can you argue that point? Well, I mean, I take people to places that aren't on our list. I do that all the time. I do all kinds of pro bono work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I reminded him that these free referral services, they're making massive amounts of money. I reminded him that even though he may take someone to places not on his list, he's making a lot of money. And the way he makes money is to recommend the places that will pay him up to 100% of the first month's rent, first month's cost. And he just didn't really have – I could tell he did not appreciate that I was pointing out the way these free referral services work. I could tell it. One of my clients, her father was in the hospital. She's working with my company, Senior Care Consulting. She knows all of this works. She understands it very, very well. She's a huge fan of Senior Care Consulting, what I call a placement service with integrity. And the discharge planner, she was a social worker or a nurse case manager. I forgot exactly what her position is, but she was handling discharge planning for her father. And she recommended one of these free referral services. My client looked at her and she goes, "What did you say? Oh, I recommend, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's free. It's free. It's free." Free is a very powerful word. My client was unbelievable. I'm going to try to get her on the show to talk about this. She looked at this lady and she said, "Do you know how they work?" Well, what do you mean? She explained to a discharge planner in a major metropolitan hospital exactly how this free referral service works. And my client said, "Did you know that they receive, you know, these big kickbacks and commissions? Do you realize that?" And the lady looked stunned. She goes, "No, I guess I didn't realize that." And what I'll add is the place she recommended for my client is the free referral service that I just shared the complaints with you about. That's rated a whopping 1 out of 5 stars on the Better Business Bureau, with complaint after complaint after complaint of overly aggressive, unbelievable sales tactics. That's the one she recommended. She has no idea who they really are. She has no idea how they work. She has no idea how they make money. All she knows is free, free, free. Come on, guys. Do you think these folks running these free referral services, do you think they're really free? Because if they're free to you, you'd better bet your bottom dollar somebody's paying them. They're not a charity. They're not a public service. They're not government funded. For your convenience and for your information and for your help, these folks are for-profit, big-time for-profit places that are getting paid huge kickbacks by the places they recommend if they're on their list. So I had to set this fella straight from this small free referral service, giving me grief about me just explaining their business model, their revenue model, to people, to my clients, and to the public. And I said, "Sorry, friend." I said, that's exactly how it works. And then I asked him, I said, "So if someone asked you the question, well, how much do you make if I choose this place, how would you answer that question?" Oh, boy, he danced around that, and he didn't want to answer it. He didn't want to say, "Well, Steve, if you chose this place on my list and they're one of my business partners, I'm going to get $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. He didn't want to answer that. You know why? Because it doesn't sound so good, does it? Does it sound like that's in your best interest or in their best interest? I'm running a commercial right now, and I call it quid pro quo. It's a Latin phrase that means you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, basically. I'll recommend your senior care community if you pay me a huge kickback to do so. And whether that's the best place for your loved one or not, you pick it, I get paid. That's the bottom line. And I'll probably do this on another show, but I'm going to challenge all of the business professionals out there related to senior care. And there are a lot of different places out there in different functions. And most of these places are recommending the free referral services. "Well, Steve, I mean, I don't know. If I recommend them to you, I mean, you have a fee in these other places. I mean, they're free." I'm like, "Oh, my gosh." Okay, so I have to go through the whole thing. I'm saying, well, first of all, what do you charge for your services? $5,000 to $10,000, maybe upwards of $12,000 to $15,000, and you're worried about a free service? come on, give me a break. And then I have to remind them, that you will have this question every single time. And this is the question. Did that free referral service, did they take my client to the best place for their loved one? Or did they take my client to the place that paid them the biggest commission? You continue referring to these free referral services, and that's what you're going to have to wrestle with every single time. And coming up next, I have some pretty incredible stories about these free referral services that you do not want to miss.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th to the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, bucking by the river.
Every single day, there are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
They allow IRS agents to go after you even though they don't pay their taxes. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The IRS agents auditing you owe a lot in back taxes. 6,000 IRS workers owe a total of $50 million. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so kind of the theme of the day is I am informing you and educating you on how these free referral services work. And I just think it's really, really important. I've talked to so many people who should know better. So many people. I mean, I'm talking about nurses, people who run big companies that provide particular types and levels of senior care. I've talked to attorneys, financial advice. I've talked to tons of people. Do you know how that works? Well, no, not really. When I explain to them how their revenue model works, every one of them, their eyes get as big as saucers, and they're just completely blown away. They have no idea how this stuff works. And I'll just let you know, if you're considering one of these services, all you have to – I'm going to make it so easy. Well, easy for you to identify them. You're like, well, I mean, how do I know? Look for one single word, and the word is free. If it's free to you, then this is how it works. They're getting paid by the places they recommend. That's how it works. That's it. It's that simple. Now they're saying the quiet part out loud. So I was visiting with an admissions director at this just great assisted living community, and she had worked with a couple that lived in the area, built an excellent relationship with this couple over, oh gosh, probably like 12 to 18 months. She had been working with them for a long time, had probably 10, 12, 15 hours into building that relationship. The couple wanted to move there. It was just not quite the right time. And they had been to this community several times. They had been there for, July the 4th celebrations and some dinners and all sorts of stuff. They chose the apartment they wanted. And again, they're waiting for the right timing. And then somehow they got connected with one of these free referral services. And they were taken to different facilities. And one in particular that they ended up choosing, they didn't want that place. They wanted the original place that they had spent all this time and they had just dreamt of moving in. They loved it. But what ended up happening was they went a different direction because this free referral service didn't like their preferred place because they wouldn't pay them their commission. So the admissions director called the people and they're like, oh boy, we just really want to move with you, but we're working with so-and-so and they're recommending this other place. I guess we're just going to go with that. So she called the free referral service representative and said, hey, why aren't you bringing them here? I've got 10, 12, 15 hours in a relationship. They want to move here. Oh, well, we're not going to your place anymore because you won't pay us our commission. They're saying the quiet part out loud. I heard from another professional with the same story. She asked a free referral service agent, why aren't you recommending this particular senior care community for this client? Why don't you go here? I mean, it's a great place. They're rated really well. It's right in their backyard. They're around all their friends and neighbors and church and family. And the free referrals service agent or representative said, oh, well, they're not willing to pay us anymore, so we don't go there anymore. This person I spoke with, they're just disgusted. They're saying the quiet part out loud. They're getting so big and so powerful and making so much money, they don't care what you think anymore. Oh, we don't go there anymore because they won't pay us.
This is why you're going to hell.
Heard from another professional in a senior care community that had the exact same story. They spoke with a free referral service representative about options for a family, and she asked about a particular place and if they considered that one for this family. They immediately said, oh, we don't go there anymore because they will not pay us our commissions. She was completely disgusted by this because that attitude and approach is not in the family's best interest, and that was according to her when she told me this story. She also took that opportunity to thank me for my objective pro-consumer, pro-family approach with my business model and senior care consulting. I really appreciated that. I recently spoke with a senior care professional at one of these senior care communities, and they said, oh, sorry, Steve, we're not going to be able to pay you your commission because this family's technically on the contact list of one of these free referral services from a year or two ago. So we're going to have to pay them the $6,000 commission. I literally busted out laughing. I had to remind him that I said, look, you can pay whoever you want, and you can pay them however much you want. It doesn't bother me. I don't receive reimbursement. I had to remind him of the senior care consulting business model. Again, a placement service with integrity. I said, I'll never ask you for a commission. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay. Well, that's awesome, by the way. But even though the first place had nothing to do with the admission, when they move in here, I'm going to have to stroke them a $6,000 check. Then that same person, they had a tour with a free referral service. And this person told that free referral service the same thing. Hey, sorry, buddy. I can't pay you because this family is on the list of another free referral service from several months ago. And so since they were first, I'm going to have to pay them. You know what that guy said? Well, just don't tell them. Don't tell them about it. And you can go ahead and just pay me. Just don't tell them and just pay me. So now, in addition to saying the quiet part out loud, they're fighting over kickbacks. Unbelievable. And now I have proof positive. I am holding a copy of this email in my hands. I have proof positive that these places are getting giant kickbacks, and I'm going to show some tangible evidence here. Earlier this year, I worked with a really nice family regarding placement of their father. And they were being proactive. They didn't move in right away. Then they finally moved into this particular community, great place, about a month or two ago. Everything's going well there, by the way. But after that, and this just came out of left field, I received an email reminding me that I need to send them an invoice so that they can pay me. And I'm like, why are they sending me that email? I don't receive kickbacks. In the email, they said, they're reminding me, can you please send me an invoice so I can get you a check for your commission in the amount of $6,750. I'm like, oh, my gosh, here it is, solid proof. Can you believe that? $6,750. I was offered a commission because my client chose this particular place for their father. So I had to get back with her. It was just an honest mistake. Really nice lady. But I had to remind her that, hey, I think you've forgotten about my business model. I'm not one of these free referral services. I offer a placement service with integrity. I don't receive kickbacks. They were unbelievably impressed that I did not take their money. Now, I could have been a scumbag, and I could have been paid by my clients and then turned around and hit them up for another $6,750. But, of course, I didn't. I'm an ethical person. I have morals. I operate my business with integrity. So I declined their offer of $6,750. You see what I'm saying when I say these services are not for free? They're not free. They're free to you, and they're hoping like hell that you choose one of their places because they've got a car payment coming up. They've got a mortgage coming up. They got to feed their kids and put them into school and everything else. This is how they make money. They're not a charitable organization at all. And again, if I would have been a free referral service, I would be billing them and receiving $6,750. How about that? And coming up next, I'm going to provide a refreshing option to all of this nonsense.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What resonated with you today?
The opportunism that he had. He talked about being a basketball player and how those leadership opportunities helped him, how even those small things can help out in the long term, the networking he did, the connections, and overall being a reliable person, because you have to be pretty reliable to partner with the government. So
do you have any of those
really
strengths
cool.
in common with Jonathan?
I do think I'm a pretty opportunistic person. I take my chance.
And where are your interests?
I like computer science, so I like to program.
You ready to code now? We can sign you up.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Let me tell you what. With all the information that I've shared previously on this program, that's why there are people very interested in buying a franchise, owning a franchise of Senior Care Consulting, offering a placement service with integrity in their area. If you are interested, you know someone who might want to discuss this, I'm going to let you know exactly how we help our clients here in just a second. But I've always been a little bit frustrated of not being able to help more people. So, gosh, we've worked with hundreds of clients all around the KC and in the extended Kansas City metro area. During COVID, I'll tell you what, I served families all over the country because we were all stuck inside. We couldn't visit any of these places, so everything was virtual. So everything was Zoom tours, Zoom, you know, gathering information, meeting folks, discussing everything. Gosh, I was able to help people in Seattle, Washington, in Florida, Chesapeake Bay, St. Louis, Nashville, Tennessee, out in Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska, all over the place, everywhere, California, everywhere, just from the home office in a virtual model. And I thought, gosh, wouldn't that be great to help families all around the country? So I went through the expensive and laborious, sometimes tedious process of setting up my company to be able to offer a franchise to people all around the country. We're not in every single state, but if you're interested, give me a call, and if we're in your state, we can talk about that. Okay, if we're not in your state, we may be coming to your state soon. I can put you in our database, and then I can follow up with you on that. So, for example, we're not in California right now. We'll get there. We're just not there right now. I could put you in the database and follow up if you're interested in that. But we're in tons and tons of states, the majority of states out there. And I'll tell you what we do. Again, we offer a placement service with integrity. We help people make one of the most important decisions that you could ever possibly make, and that is trusting people working in a senior care community to provide perhaps the most intimate of care for your mother, your wife, your grandmother, your father, your loved one. You better make darn sure you get that one right. Because getting it wrong is very consequential. Okay? This is a deeply personal service. I am so honored, so humbled to work with each and every one of our clients and families that we serve. It's just so personal. And I love it. I love it. I love helping people in their greatest time of need. And you talk about some of our clients, they're just thrown into this head first. They didn't see it coming. Something happened. They didn't expect it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, now we have to do something about this. I don't know where to start. I have no idea what questions to ask. If I go in and I look at a place and it looks nice and it's clean, that's probably how I would judge it. But I know there's a lot more to it than that. And let me agree, there is a lot more to it than that. In a previous life, I've been an administrator of nursing homes, assisted living facilities. I've opened up memory care buildings and units. And I have a lot of experience in senior care. The majority of my adult career, the vast majority has been spent in the business of senior care. So I understand this stuff really, really well. And I helped my very own grandparents through the transition from their home to what they needed at that time was an assisted living level of care. And I thought, you know what, if I'm going to choose a place for my grandparents, which broke my heart, I did not want to do this, but we really needed to do it. They needed 24-hour professional care. So I thought, I'm going to go out, I'm going to check out some places, but I'm going to take off my grandson glasses, and I'm going to put on my objective administrator glasses, and I'm going to try to bring some objectivity to this search and selection process. That's what I tried to do, and that is what I did. And I went in. I met some great people. I saw everything that I needed to see. Then I asked a lot of questions that, frankly, most people would never even know to ask. And I got the same response pretty much every place. They're like, wow, whoa, wait, what? You really know what you're talking about. That's an excellent question. I'm like, I know. Well, so what's the answer? And they're like, they were very nice. And they're like, are you in the business? Are you from the business? I'm like, yeah, I am. I've been the administrator. I went through the whole thing. And they're like, oh, okay, you do know what you're talking about. Well, they're really lucky to have you. And so I was able to find a great fit for my own grandparents. And all of that experience turned into senior care consulting, where we help our families. We conducted a proprietary and thorough geriatric care assessment that creates a detailed care profile so that we know exactly what we're looking for. You have to know what you're looking for before you do your research. Then we research the entire market and narrow it to our top options. Then we go out together with our clients. We take a tour of each place, and this is exactly what I did for my grandparents. We go in, we meet some people, we have very good conversations, tell them a little bit about our needs. They tell us a little bit about their community and their background, their philosophy, etc. And we get a good look. We see everything that we need to see. I ask a lot of questions. I capture a lot of information while we're there. We're in and out of each place in about an hour. So we're done. We're done. You know, 4 or 5 hours, my clients are done with this. Let me put that in perspective. The average client trying to do their homework will spend 50 to 100 hours in the search and selection process. I've heard from so many families, some of them spent more than that. And they're almost irritated that I got this done so quickly for them. They're irritated that they didn't call me sooner to save a lot of time. When we're finished, then I produce a report that has all the questions asked, information discovered. I calculate staffing ratios. I report what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. There's a wealth of information on the top places meeting your exact needs, and now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That's what it's all about. And I do this every day. I've done this for so long in the Kansas City area. If you're interested in a franchise doing the same thing in your area, okay, we have all of the major territories are still available. Just call 833-SCC-FRAN. That's just the easiest way to remember it.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
In a reversal, President Biden signs a pardon for his son, Hunter.
Despite previous promises not to use the power of his office for the benefit of his family members, the president announced a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. He said it is clear that Hunter was treated differently in his gun and tax cases, saying his son was the target of political opponents. The move comes weeks before the younger Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump announces his nominee for FBI director.
Kash Patel was part of the previous Trump administration, serving as senior director for counterterrorism in the National Security Council. Now he'll head the FBI if confirmed by the Senate. Picking Patel to head the FBI enforces Trump's view the government's law enforcement agencies require a full overhaul.
Patel is a former public defender who spent several years as a Justice Department prosecutor. He's promised to clean house at the FBI. The U.S. Navy is ready to launch a retrofitted destroyer to carry the fleet's first hypersonic weapons.
The USS Zumwalt has been undergoing renovations for more than a year at a Mississippi shipyard where workers have replaced inactive gun turrets with missile tubes. Pressure from Russian and Chinese developments have pushed the U.S. to deploy hypersonic weapons, which travel at five times the speed of sound. Once complete, the upgraded Zumwalt is seen as a platform to conduct fast precision strikes from greater distances. It will be undocked this week to prepare for 2 to 3 more years' worth of tests as it returns to duty. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
More shoppers are using buy now, pay later plans this Christmas shopping season.
The ability to spread out payments looks attractive at a time when Americans still feel the lingering effect of inflation and already have record high credit card debt. Experts say the short-term loans can lead consumers to overextend themselves and warn that those who use credit cards for the service face higher interest expenses. The data firm Adobe Analytics predicts shoppers will spend 11.4% more this holiday season using Buy Now, Pay Later than they did a year ago. John Scott reporting.
The CEO Stellantis resigns from the Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and Chrysler automaker. The resignation comes in the midst of heightening different views between the board of directors and the executive. The automotive production giant released a statement Sunday saying its board has accepted the resignation. The leave begins effective immediately. News and analysis at townhall.com. Interpol says it arrested 1,006 suspects in Africa during a two-month operation that clamped down on cybercrime. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
The crime spree left tens of thousands of victims, including some who were trafficked, and produced millions in financial damages. The global police organization says Operation Serengeti, a joint operation with Afropol, ran from September 2nd to October 31st in 19 African countries and targeted criminals behind ransomware, business email compromise, digital extortion, and online scams. Interpol identified 35,000 victims during the operation, with cases linked to nearly $193 million in financial losses worldwide. Jeremy House reporting.
U.S. shoppers spent nearly $11 billion online on Black Friday. That's up 10% from last year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, on a holiday weekend as we kick back in the wake of the 4th of July. I hope that you're enjoying a safe and healthy 4th of July with your families, your loved ones, and with a couple of hours of intelligent medicine, because we're going to run down some of the most important health stories of the week. Plus, it's an opportunity to field some of your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. Our call board gets a little busy during the program, so it is advised that you call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions during today's program. Some interesting and thought-provoking topics. Among the things we're going to talk about today, can you walk away from back pain? A new study sheds light on that. Also, something called active surveillance for prostate cancer. Don't just stand there if you get a diagnosis of prostate cancer. Just do nothing. What are the outcomes? 877-726-8255, our number. Also, a new study that looks at the efficacy of eye exercises for nearsightedness. Lots of people involved in eye exercises try to improve their vision. A new study sheds light on whether that's beneficial. 877-726-8255, our number. A big story this week is there's a petition on change.org, and the initiator of that petition is a recent popular guest on our Intelligent Medicine podcasts, Dr. Christopher Palmer. Dr. Palmer is a Harvard Medical School psychiatrist. He is also a proponent of keto diets for mental disorders. He wrote a great book entitled Brain Energy, and he is now very influential. A lot of ongoing trials looking at the efficacy of keto diet. For example, this one just out, effects of ketogenic diet on cognitive function of patients with Alzheimer's disease. It's a meta-analysis, systematic review of a bunch of studies that just came out. And what they conclude is that research has indicated that the ketogenic diet can enhance the mental state and cognitive function of those with Alzheimer's disease. But the safety and efficacy is unclear. But what they concluded is that indeed there was both safety and effectiveness of ketogenic dieting for Alzheimer's disease. And it kind of goes to the brain energy theory, is that faulty brain energy may be the common denominator for a lot of brain disorders, from cradle to grave. Childhood brain disorders such as autism and attention deficit disorder, along the way to age-related neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and everything in between, including mental disorders. Have you ever noticed the diets of people in mental institutions, or the diets of free-living folks who have severe mental disorders, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and on it goes. Their diets are often abysmal, and it's been my experience that the diet can have a profound beneficial effect for patients with all manner of brain disorders. The ketogenic diet, the principle is to feed people primarily fat instead of carbohydrates as a source of energy. Brain metabolism switches to utilizing ketones, which is a more steady state form of energy for the brain. It's natural because that's what we do when we fast. That's what we do in times of privation. During human evolution, there were times when there wasn't enough food, so the brain had the capacity to switch from glucose to ketones to power it, and indeed that may be a more reliable source of brain energy. Well, anyway, something's happening at the Maryland Psychiatric Research Center, which was undertaking a trial of ketogenic diet for treating schizophrenia. The Baltimore Sun reports that there was an ongoing privately funded inpatient study of a medical ketogenic diet for treating schizophrenia. And, you know, I underline privately funded because there's not a lot of NIH government interest, National Institute of Mental Health interest in this modality, because we tend to favor methods using psychotropic drugs for treating mental disorders. Partially effective, in many cases marginally effective or not effective at all, often with severe side effects. So exploring dietary approaches to mental disorders is of the utmost importance. But the Baltimore Sun reports that the Maryland Health Secretary, the one in charge of all medical activities in the state of Maryland, Dr. Laura Herrera-Scott, recently halted this ongoing privately funded inpatient study of a medical ketogenic diet for treating schizophrenia. They write that this comes as a shock, given that the Department of Health's own 16-week review of the study found no ethical or safety issues, and the study is legit. It's overseen by three regulatory and oversight boards. It's led by an expert researcher, Dr. Deanna Kelly, who is a pioneer in nutritional psychiatry. It is a collaborative initiative with the Maryland Psychiatric Research Center and Spring Grove Hospital Center. So there is a petition on change.org. Our goal with this petition is to persuade Maryland's health secretary to reconsider his stance and permit this promising study to move forward. So if you want to find out about this, get onto change.org. Look at keto study for schizophrenia. Because as the pitch on change.org states, quote, "We hope to send a strong message to government leaders that the only ethical option is to support, not stand in the way of research that could help alleviate the suffering of millions." And, you know, just hearkening back, I called it a few months ago. I wrote a newsletter article entitled "The War Against Keto," and it appears that there is a concerted media and medical establishments and governmental pushback against the popular trend towards keto diets. The gatekeepers seem to be saying, don't succumb to the allure of this dangerous diet, just like they claimed in 1972 when Dr. Atkins' diet revolution debuted. Harvard Health, for example, is a popular newsletter, not really written by Harvard doctors. It's written by health writers with probably, you know, sign-off and minimal input from true Harvard researchers. But nonetheless, they have the moniker Harvard Health. They write, should you try the keto diet? It's advertised as a weight loss wonder, but this eating plan is actually a medical diet that comes with serious risks. Well, when you're dealing with serious problems like Alzheimer's disease, schizophrenia, various types of neurodegenerative disorders, even digestive disorders like inflammatory bowel disease, the stakes are high, and it's worth undertaking a diet, even if a little extreme, if research proves that it can have benefits. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take some of your recorded calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke,
two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Anything on your mind? If you have a question, you know, it pertains to you, pertains to a loved one, you have a question about something we talked about in this program, or perhaps you've had a medical experience that you want to share with us, a success using a natural approach, or lack thereof, we want to hear about it, 877-726-8255. And let's hear one of our recorded questions.
I listened to one of your 10 most important interviews of 2023 with Dr. Norton and about the oxalates, and I was wondering if you could answer how that has changed your approach to some of the items that she mentioned as being high in oxalates. I know you have said that for years you ate peanut butter, and of course that would be something she's against. And also you mentioned the chocolate was something that you didn't know if you would forego. So I was wondering if you could in general comment on how it has changed your outlook or your way of dealing with all of the superfoods that she says are very high in oxalates.
Right. You know, she does talk about the toxic superfoods. In fact, that is the title of her book. And it's a controversial book because it points to the hazards of oxalates. Now, in conventional medicine, the way I was taught is that the main hazard of oxalates is that they can join with calcium in the gut to form an insoluble complex that then clogs up your kidneys and can cause crystals and ultimately kidney stones. And so people have kidney stones, it's well acknowledged, they should be on a low oxalate diet. So they can go through lists that you can find on the internet that tell you which foods are high oxalate. So most of the green leafy vegetables, things like kale and spinach, greens, are fairly high in oxalates. And then there's some outliers, things like peanuts and chocolate, for example. Cocoa is high in oxalates. And so for people with kidney stones, that's a definite must. Then we move into kind of the controversial assertions by Sally Norton. And I think it's intriguing. I think it's worth exploring for people who have, say, different types of arthritis that are hard to treat. with normal dietary modification. It may be appropriate for people who have any number of issues. The problem is that in the book Toxic Superfoods, the problems associated with oxalates are so legion that 90% of people who suffer from minor maladies would have to virtually eliminate oxalates to see if that makes a difference. And I think for me personally, what it's done is it's made me wary of things like kale smoothies. You know, it's hard to eat a lot of kale. You know, put some kale in salad and you have to chew and chew and chew. You know, cook it. It makes it a little more accessible. But you can really put like a whole bag of kale powder into a shake and it's super concentrated and maybe that ups your body burden of oxalates. Cocoa also has oxalates, but I think by the time you get to the threshold where the oxalates would be harmful, you might actually be experiencing too much in the way of the sugar that is present in most chocolate. So I do like cocoa, and I use cocoa powder, and I use, high test, 90% cocoa chocolate. I like it as a little perk, as pick me up. I do avoid peanut butter. And part of the reason I avoid peanut butter is I just find it so darn addictive that I could really be off to the races. So peanut butter is an occasional treat for me. I kind of take a moderate approach to that. And I'm not sure if the minor aches and pains that I experience, the little knocks I have on perfect well-being are attributable to oxalates. One thing I would caution, though, is that people are very enamored of things like those greens products, Balance of Nature, eat your fruits and veggies, get them in a powder concentrate. And I think that those things have the drawback that they are missing some of the things that are in fresh fruits and vegetables. But oxalates are retained when you freeze-dry vegetables and compact them into powders or capsules. And so people may be inadvertently overdosing on oxalates when they take in greens products like Balance of Nature. That's one of the reasons that I stay away from those products. I don't advocate them. I say, eat your fruits and veggies, but don't take additional concentrates or, throw green powder into your smoothies. It's unnecessary and potentially burdensome. All right, this item is something that talks about cell membranes. Headline, plasma membrane damage is a new trigger of cellular senescence. Plasma membranes are composed of phospholipids. And there's another article that I have here. I just came across these articles, but it's actually supportive of the notion that you can benefit from anti-factor lipids. Here's an article, The Crucial Roles of Phospholipids in Aging and Lifespan Regulation. So if you're feeling tired, if you have low energy, well, it may be your cellular membranes are lacking phospholipids. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage. They can restore energy. Studies have shown that anti-factor has been shown to reduce fatigue by 43%. It's been even shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. So you can find the anti-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to antifactor.com. That's antifactor.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Can President Trump avoid the pitfalls of all two-term presidents? And what's the secret behind 2026? We've got the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely, enchanting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to another segment of our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. It's 4th of July weekend, and I hope that you are enjoying with friends or family or however you choose to spend your leisure time. We've got lots to share with you, and hopefully you'll find it a beneficial experience. You can call 877-726-8255. If we don't pick up immediately, you can record a question. Let's talk about walking away from low back pain. This is a ubiquitous problem. I just don't know anyone. There's virtually no one that I know who hasn't suffered from occasional back pain. And, you know, I'm a fairly typical sufferer of back pain. My back pain was actually worse in my 20s and more like my 30s. That's when I had my first severe back pain episode. I remember it like today. I was examining a patient, and the bed was very low. And in those days, stethoscopes were very short. The tendency for stethoscopes, maybe this is how doctors are now increasingly distancing themselves from patients. But in those days, stethoscopes were like a mere 12 inches. So I had to bend down really low. So I bent down, and my back went into tremendous spasm. And so I couldn't continue with the day. And there was virtually one of the only times when I was absent during my entire medical residency. I was really incapacitated. And so I hobbled painfully to a taxi, and I went to a chiropractor, proceeded to try to adjust me. And my screams were so loud that I think I emptied out his waiting room. So that was actually a very memorable event. I haven't had that kind of back pain later in life because I've embarked on a preventive program with the kinds of exercise that support core. Core exercises are important for back and, you know, maintaining flexibility. Doing some early morning stretches has really made a difference in my susceptibility to low back pain. But, you know, it is a problem for a lot of people. In 2020, low back pain affected 619 million people globally. I don't know how they think it's maybe could be 618 or could it be 620? Well, they know precisely 619 million people globally, and they expect the number to increase to 843 million by 2050. I don't know. It could be a million more or a million less, but, you know, that's what problems with modeling diseases. So big problem. In this study, scientists recruited 701 patients who had recovered from an episode of nonspecific low back pain within the previous 6 months. And this was done, the study was done in Australia. The guideline was to walk five times per week for at least half an hour a day. That's a modest guideline. The participants weren't too aged. The average age was 54, and most of them had already had several recurring episodes of low back pain. The average was 33 episodes of back pain. So the pretty chronic back pain sufferers, predominantly women. So one weakness of the study, 80% of these back pain sufferers were women. So it's not entirely clear that these results are pertinent to men. In the study, walking reduced the risk of an activity-limiting recurrence. In other words, something where, you know, would sideline you by 28%. And the average number of days between recurrences was almost twice as high in the intervention group as in the control group. So there was 208 days between recurrences in the active group that got to do the walking and 112 days in the control group. For the instance of episodes that caused participants to seek care, the difference was a whopping 43% reduced need to see a practitioner. So the interesting thing about this study is, so how do you do a placebo when the study is about walking, right? Well, okay, so they tell one group to walk, and they told another group, they didn't tell them to walk. But they also didn't tell them not to walk. They told them to seek what's called usual care. They could do various things. They could go whatever they wanted to do. They could go to a physical therapist. They could go to an acupuncturist. They could go to a physiatrist, chiropractor. Knock yourselves out. But they didn't tell them to walk. But what was interesting, in the control group, they knew that this was a study about walking. So they started to walk. So the results would have been even more robust if they had told the control group, no way, no how can you walk. But it would have been unethical and impossible to tell them not to walk. So gradually, The number of minutes of walking per week was 70 for the study group and 67 for the control group. So it was like comparable. At the 3 month mark, the difference wasn't even that great. It was 165 minutes for the walking group, and still the control group walked 114 minutes. So at a year after the beginning of the study, well, both groups were walking a comparable distance, but still the study group got the jump on the control group. Even after a year, they were doing the same amount of walking because they had embarked on an active walking program earlier than the control group. So, okay, interesting study. So get out there. You got back pain. No, don't lie down. Don't. That's inactivity. Terrible for back pain unless you're absolutely incapacitated. Get up and gradually start to walk and gradually increase your distance and time and speed, and it will help hasten your resolution and reduce the risk of recurrence. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of our recorded phone calls.
I listened to your interview with Dr. Jonathan Klinsorn. He recommended whey, I think, as a high-quality protein, but I have a kind of allergic response to whey. Is there any other source of protein, plant-based or otherwise, that is as high a quality as whey protein? Thank you.
Okay, so good question. So what whey protein is, you know, if you think of the old nursing rhyme, Little Miss Muffet sat in her tuffet eating her curds and whey, the way that they used to make cheese is to use a churn, and then you would, or a sieve, you know, it was various, I don't even know if it's the technology behind it, but you would separate the curds, which is casein, from the whey, which is lactalbumin, the two main proteins in milk and dairy. And a lot of people are allergic to casein but not allergic to lactalbumin. It's more common to be allergic to casein, which you would find predominantly in cheese, but less so in, say, buttermilk, which is pure whey. And then there's whey protein. Whey protein is very complete. It is rich in the branched chain amino acids. It's a very complete protein. It's the protein that I use for my shakes. It's very well tolerated. There are other proteins that can come from vegetable sources that are nearly complete, maybe not as complete as whey. You can get protein from soy. You can get protein from pea. Pea protein is a popular alternative to whey. You can get egg protein. You can even get hemp protein, which has a pretty good amino acid profile. They actually did a study, and I found it interesting, comparing whey protein to pea protein for muscle preservation and muscle development. This, you know, basically to counter sarcopenia, which is the age-related muscle decline that we all want to avoid. And I was kind of surprised by the results. I thought that whey would have the advantage over pea protein because, you know, maybe it has a more balanced complement of all the essential amino acids. But no, it turned out that they're very comparable in terms of their efficacy. What the comparator was is they gave collagen protein as the comparator, and collagen protein didn't do very well at all because collagen protein is lacking in some of the crucial branched chain amino acids that are necessary for muscle. So you see, well, collagen protein, I'm going to have collagen protein. That's really going to help my muscles. It might help your joints. It might help your skin. It might help your hair. It might help your digestive tract to heal. But it is not comparable at all to the more complete proteins, such as whey, pea, egg, even soy, and also hemp. 877-726-8255, our number. All right, when it comes to eye exercises, a lot of people do an eye exercises because of myopia or nearsightedness. And so they did a study, big study, done in China. And nearsightedness is a huge problem in China because the kids are very studious. They read very early. They spend a lot of time reading, studying, spending time inside. It turns out that one of the risk factors for myopia is too much near vision and not enough outside exposure. And so they're actually doing studies, especially in China, looking at the effects of outdoor time on reducing the risk of nearsightedness. I fell victim to this because I was reading at a very early age. I was reading at, I don't know, you know, 4 years old. Dr. Seuss and all that kind of stuff was popular in the day. And I was a big reader. And maybe I didn't get outside and engage enough in looking at the horizon. The net result is that I was one of the first kids in my class to require glasses. So eye exercises, do they help? The researchers say we researched studies on eye exercises from 9 Chinese and English databases. And what they found is that, drum roll please, overall the results suggest that eye exercises have limited to no efficacy in preventing or controlling the progression of myopia or nearsightedness. Until robust evidence supports their efficacy, available evidence suggests retiring the eye exercise policy. And this was actually a policy in China. I mean, you got top-down government saying, you're going to do these things. But they had to rethink it because once they subjected it to the light of day, this practice turned out to be a bust. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's MyBrightCore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Negotiate between you and the IRS and take all the stress off your back. And if you're lucky, save you a boatload of tax money. So before you think about calling the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes or you haven't filed in a while, call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 is our number, and as you're aware, that number is available to you 24/7, 365. So let's hear one of those recorded questions. That would be about B12.
I have autoimmune B12 deficiency, which never would have been discovered by the medical authorities had I not contacted a pathologist and found out the proper test. How is it that the cheapest of all incurable diseases to treat, pernicious anemia, are now just called autoimmune B12 deficiency due to intrinsic factor, is not looked for?
Okay, you know, this is a really great question, because as we age, our ability to absorb nutrients is impaired. And that may be for a variety of reasons. It's, you know, age-related wear and tear on our absorptive capacity. It could also be related to declines in stomach acid as we age, and particularly in women, because men have more stomach acid, because men have more muscle and require more stomach acid to break down the protein that we require to maintain our muscle mass. But it can happen in men too. And then there are sometimes medications that interfere with absorption of nutrients. For example, proton pump inhibitors, of which tens of millions of Americans are taking, can reduce the absorption of critical nutrients like magnesium, but also B12. And so there is another category of B12 deficiency, which is the one that you're alluding to, which is an autoimmune disease. And as we know, an autoimmune disease is the immune system attacks various targets erroneously. It's like collateral damage of an overactive immune system. So in multiple sclerosis, the immune system attacks the myelin. In ulcerative colitis, the immune system attacks the colonic epithelium, the lining of the large intestine. In rheumatoid arthritis, it's the synovial membranes. And on and on it goes. There's, you know, as many autoimmune disorders as there are organs and cell types in the body. And there are certain cells that are responsible for absorption of B12 that are called parietal cells. And they produce intrinsic factor, which is a necessary cofactor for B12 absorption. And there are autoimmune conditions in which parietal cells start to be destroyed by anti-parietal cell antibodies. Okay? So there is a blood test, and I know about it because I'm a medical nutritionist, that we do if we find someone is low in B12. Like first pass, you don't do that test. First pass, it's pretty reasonable in people over 60 or people who have medical conditions or people who have other autoimmune conditions. You have autoimmune thyroid disease, you have celiac disease. Yeah, check for B12 deficiency. That makes sense because these autoimmune diseases sometimes come in groups. And so I think that that is something that may not be known by the average general practitioner. We certainly learned about it in medical school, but maybe that was like one lecture, and we don't get enough emphasis on nutrition in medical school. First pass is get a B12 test. If your B12 is exceedingly low, we have to ask what's the reason? Are you a vegan? Are you consuming no B12? Well, if you're eating adequate amount of B12, then we have to think like, what is blocking your absorption? So you could be eating, you know, steak, and you could be taking B12 supplements, but if you lack parietal cell activity to make intrinsic factor, you could have B12 deficiency. The way around that is sometimes you can overcome it with oral B12, high-dose oral B12, but sometimes you have to bypass the digestive tract altogether and give shots of B12. And, if this were a live call, I'd ask you if you were receiving B12 shots, because that is proper treatment for autoimmune, parietal cell autoimmunity or autoimmune B12 deficiency. You have to bypass the digestive tract and use shots. So, yeah, it'd also be interesting to find out, do you have other autoimmune conditions? Do you have, for example, Hashimoto's thyroiditis? That's pretty common with B12 deficiency and intrinsic factor deficiency. Do you have other types of autoimmune? Do you have a positive ANA? Do you have, you know, some sort of autoimmune skin condition? You know, what else is going on with you? And is there a way to address it in a root cause way? Like, what's triggering all that autoimmunity in your body? This item is about internet addiction, and it's a very interesting paper. It's based on 12 articles, and we're seeing a lot of internet addiction among young people. So this is actually one of the first articles where they looked at the relationship between internet addiction and structures in the brain. And what they found is that there are very specific changes on functional MRI which affect the connectivity of different regions of the brain, how they interact with each other, if participants suffer from internet addiction. So literally, we can see changes in the brain of adolescents, teenagers, young people who are suffering from internet addiction, this is also associated with long-term psychological and social implications of spending too much time online. The researchers say, we hope our findings will demonstrate how internet addiction alters the connection between brain networks in adolescents, allowing physicians to screen and treat the onset of internet addiction more effectively. It's like, oh my goodness, maybe your kid needs a functional MRI to see if their brain is inexorably screwed up. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I've partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Joe Biden issues a pardon to his son.
Hunter Biden was soon to be sentenced in a gun possession case in Delaware and a California case accusing him of not paying over $1 million in taxes, to which he pleaded guilty in September. But despite repeated promises he would not pardon his son, President Biden has done just that. The president released a statement saying that he believes in the justice system, but also believes raw politics led to a miscarriage of justice. The move comes less than 2 months before President-elect Donald Trump returns to the White House. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Trump and Republicans in Congress are ready to make some major changes. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
Having won the election and sweeping the power, Republicans are planning an ambitious 100-day agenda with President-elect Donald Trump in the White House and GOP lawmakers in a congressional majority to accomplish their policy goals. Atop the list is a plan to renew some $4 trillion in expiring GOP tax cuts, a signature domestic achievement of Trump's first term and an issue that may define his return to the White House. The policies emerging will revive long-running debates about America's priorities. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Rough winter weather still has a grip on the Northeast.
Snowfall rates within these bands, the one off Lake Erie, we have already observed snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches an hour, which is extremely difficult for road crews to properly clean the roads. It's simply just coming down too hard and too quickly to keep up with once snowfall rates really start to move into that territory. Off Lake Ontario, we're actually seeing snowfall rates 3 to 4 inches an hour within the heart of this lake effect band.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. You contract
and life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good, and it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
The British Parliament has given initial approval on a bill for assisted dying in England and Wales.
British lawmakers gave initial approval Friday to a bill to help terminally ill adults end their lives in England and Wales. The decision followed an impassioned debate that saw personal stories of loss and suffering shared. Members of Parliament approved the assisting dying bill by a vote of 330 to 275. The vote signals lawmakers' approval in principle for the bill, which is now sent on to further scrutiny in Parliament before it faces a final vote by lawmakers. Karen Shamas, London.
Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy preparing to meet with House Republicans next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson posted online that he will be hosting the pair on December 5th to discuss major reform ideas. Musk and Ramaswamy were selected by President Trump to head the new Department of Government Efficiency. News and analysis at townhall.com. Amazon introduces robots in its warehouses. John Scott has details.
The e-commerce giant says the robots will improve efficiency and reduce employee injuries. Two robotic arms named Robin and Cardinal can lift packages that weigh up to 50 pounds. A third, Sparrow, transfers items from bins to other containers. The company says it's already seeing benefits such as reducing the time it takes to fulfill orders and helping employees avoid repetitive tasks. However, automation also carries drawbacks for workers who might need to be retrained for new positions. John Scott reporting.
A Black Friday was a virtual venture for U.S. shoppers this year, who spent nearly $10.8 billion online. According to Adobe Analytics, that's up 10% from last year. The top online items this year were makeup, skincare, and hair care products, along with speakers and espresso machines. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get ready, rodeo fans. From December 4th through the 7th, we're bringing you live coverage straight from the National Finals Rodeo.
Tune in as we go behind the scenes with exclusive interviews featuring contestants, stock contractors, and even the president of the PRCA.
Whether you're a diehard fan or just love the excitement of the rodeo, you won't want to miss a second of the show.
Join us live from the National Finals Rodeo, December 4th through 7th from 7 to 9 a.m.
Brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, bucking by the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with a Christmas-themed episode of the Jack Benny Program, and later present the finale of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter. As we build into the season of giving, how about we feature radio's most famous miser? Jack Benny might have played a penny pincher on the air, but in reality, he was one of the most generous in the business, treating his employees very well. For example, the actor played Rochester Eddie Anderson at one time was earning $100,000 per year. That made him the highest paid black actor in Hollywood at the time. Well, this holiday episode, Finding Jack and the Gang, broadcast from a California desert oasis, is from December 20th, 1953.
California, the Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, as always at the height of the tourist season here, Palm Springs is just full of celebrities. But now I give you the celebrity the whole town is talking about because he's the only one paying summer rates. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, I don't care if the whole town is talking about me, because in Palm Springs, talk is the only thing that's cheap. Believe me.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Jack, but I've worked out a pretty good deal where I'm staying.
Where, at the Biltmore?
Yeah, I get 50% off of my bill, and in return, I put in 3 hours a day as a lifeguard. And yesterday, I...
Wait a minute, Don. You did say lifeguard.
Yeah, yeah, why?
Well, it's just that I picture you more as a life raft. With a pontoon and bat.
Well, you can joke all you want, but yesterday a man called for help and I dived into the pool and saved him.
Really, Don?
Yes, sir. And you should have heard the way they bawled me out.
Bawled you out? You saved a man's life, didn't you?
Yeah, but when I jumped in the pool, three people sitting on the lawn almost drowned.
And I've been telling everyone it rained yesterday. But Don...
Oh, Jack.
Yes, Bob?
Say,
Bob Crosby, ladies and gentlemen. What is it, Bob?
Well, before we go any farther with the show, I'd like to take a roll call of the orchestra.
A roll call? Of the orchestra? That's We've never
right.
done that before.
Well, believe me, Jack, I know what I'm doing.
Well... All right, if you have to, go ahead, Bob.
Okay. George.
Here.
Kerchief.
Here.
Songer.
Here.
Remley.
Bob. Bob, I want to ask you, Bob, why do you have to go through this roll call?
Oh, I always do when we're out of town.
But why? Why?
Oh, I have to. I'm responsible to their Los Angeles parole board.
Oh, I see. Well, don't let me stand in the way of the law.
Hardy?
Here.
Tackerberry?
Wait a minute. Tackerberry's one of my writers.
He's on parole, too.
Right. He keeps talking about the pen. I thought he meant paper mate. You know? I'm sure glad that all the boys are now if we can... Oh, hello, Mary.
Oh, hello, Jack. I'm sorry I'm late, Jack, but I was taking a golf lesson at Tamarisk, and I just didn't notice the time.
That's all right, Mary. So Ben Hogan gave you another lesson, eh?
No, I switched to one of the other fellas. I just wasn't getting any place with Hogan.
You weren't getting any place with Ben Hogan? What was wrong?
I find out he's married.
Well, look, Mary, you don't have to make any dates here in Palm Springs. You want to go out with someone, I'm here.
Oh, no, Jack, not with you.
What?
Your idea of an exciting time here is to walk down Palm Canyon Drive and watch people put nickels in the parking meters.
Yeah. Saturday was a dilly. $163.45. Show because tonight we're... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Here comes Dennis.
Well, what about it?
You know, Mary, every time that kid opens his mouth, he says something silly and I'm aggravated for the rest of the week. But this time, he's not getting away with it. I'm ready for him.
Well, hello, everybody. Hi, Dennis. Hello, Mr. Benny. Boy, 2 weeks in Palm Springs has sure made you look different.
You see, Mary, he's starting already.
Sorry, I haven't been able to see more of you up here, but I've been very busy.
Busy, huh? What have you been doing?
Oh, swimming a little every day, getting lots of sleep, eating good food, and catching up on my reading.
You're reading, huh?
Yeah, it's nice and quiet up here, and I can concentrate. Hamlet requires a lot of attention.
Hamlet, huh?
I consider it to be Shakespeare's finest work, although I'd be the first to admit there are great qualities in Macbeth, Julius Caesar, and Othello. But to my way of thinking, Hamlet offers more scope and penetrates with a deeper insight into human nature.
That's enough, Dennis. I won't listen to that kind of talk.
But, Jack...
I don't care. I'm on a vacation. I'm not going to let him aggravate me.
But, Jack, he hasn't said anything silly.
I know, and he's doing it on purpose. Dennis, you're deliberately trying to annoy me.
Oh, no, I'm not, Mr. Benny.
Then how come you're talking intelligently?
I can't help it. I was out in the sun too long. But I discovered a way to keep cool.
You did?
Yeah, I'd get a big punch bowl, fill it full of shaved ice, put in 3 lemons, 2 oranges, some ginger ale, a quarter scotch, a bottle of Smirnoff vodka, and 5 maraschino cherries.
Dennis, you drink that?
No, I sit in it.
My boy. And Dennis, now that you're back to normal again, do me a favor. Just go over in the corner and don't bother me.
Okay. Do you mind if I read Hamlet?
Read. What a crazy kid.
Well, Jack, you won't have to put up with it much longer. Tomorrow we'll all be on our way back to Los Angeles.
I know, and I've got a big surprise for everyone. Since you're all leaving tomorrow and I'm going to be staying down here till after Christmas, I want you all to come to my place tonight for our annual Christmas party.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jack.
Everybody's invited. And Bob, make sure to bring the orchestra boys.
The orchestra boys?
Yeah. But tell them when we serve dinner to just casually walk into the dining room. Not to line up and march.
Okay, Jack, I'll tell them. But, gee, you better serve them the food right away or they'll start banging their cups on the table.
I'll serve them. And listen, kids, I got a nice big house that I rented. There's plenty of room. We'll have a tree, exchange gifts, and have a lot of fun.
Well, Jack, I don't know if I'll be there.
Why not, Bob?
Well, it's just that being so close to Christmas, I'm kind of anxious to get back to L.A. and be with my wife and children.
Well, Bob, if you miss them so much, why didn't you bring your family up here for Christmas?
Oh, no, I did that last year. Never again.
Why? What's the matter with spending Christmas in Palm Springs?
Well, it's different, Jack, and the kids just didn't go for it.
Why not?
Well, to start with, I made a pretty silly-looking Santa Claus dressed in that red hat, sunglasses, sandals, and shorts. And then to top it off, the next day we all sat around singing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas while we slapped ungantine on each other.
Well, look. You can come to my party and still get home in time. Now, look, kids, I'm going to leave right now and help Rochester get things ready. Gee, I'm glad that drugstore was open so I could finish my Christmas shopping. See, I get Christmas presents from everywhere. CBS, Lucky Strike, even my hometown, Waukegan. I wonder what Waukegan will do for me this Christmas. Last year they did a wonderful thing. They destroyed my birth certificate. Now no one will ever know. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Santa needs a nickel here if he wants to park his sleigh. Yum, bum, bum, da-dum, dum, dum. Oh, pardon me, sir.
That's quite a Mr. Benny.
Why, Mr. Pizza. Well, Mr. Kitzel, this is a surprise. I didn't know you were here in Palm Springs.
Oh, yes. I'm here already the last few days.
Well, isn't that nice? Where are you staying?
A place called Harry's Hacienda.
Harry's Hacienda. I've never heard of that.
Nationally advertised, it isn't.
Well, if it isn't much of a place, I mean, why do you stay there?
Where else for $7 a day can you get room, board, and a desk full of picture postcards from the El Mirador?
Well, tell me, do they have a swimming pool?
Finally, I found it.
You mean the swimming pool is that small?
Small. This morning I had breakfast and the hole in my bagel was bigger.
Well, what's the difference as long as you're having fun? Say, Mr. Kitzel, I'm having my cast over this evening for a little get-together. How would you and your wife like to join us?
Didn't care, but I'm afraid we couldn't make it. My wife is still upset from the steak ride last night.
Oh, your wife was on a steak ride. Yeah. What happened?
It took 8 men to put her on the horse.
Oh, Mr. Kitzel, you must be joking. Your wife's not that heavy.
Me, you could convince, but the horse, you can.
You mean,
the next time that horse runs, it'll be from a bottle of glue.
Well, Mr. Kitzel, I'd like to talk to you longer, but I have to get home to help Rochester.
Go right ahead, Mr. Benny, and enjoy yourself.
Thank you. So long.
Goodbye. Oh, say, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Mr. Kitzel.
Tomorrow, if you got a little time, why don't you come over and visit me and my wife?
Well, I'll be glad to. How do I get to Harry's Hacienda?
From here, you go straight down Palm Canyon Drive for 5 blocks till you come to the Park Lane Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Then you turn left and follow that sign that says to Harry's Hacienda for 2 miles.
2 miles? But look, that'll take me way up in the mountains.
That's right. Harry is a goat.
A goat?
Yes.
Mr. Kitzel, you're joking.
Smell me.
What?
Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye, Mr. Kitzel, and Merry Christmas.
And a happy Yule to you all.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. La la la, da-dum bum bum.
It'll be fun being in Palm Springs for Christmas.
Time for a short break on the Jack Benny program. We'll be right back with more after this.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And now let's get back to Jack Benny and the gang on When Radio Was.
Rochester, hand me some more tinsel for the tree, will you?
Here you are, Mr. Benny.
Yeah, I'm sure glad I decided to rent this house for Mr. and Mrs. Martin. It'll be just perfect for the party tonight.
Yeah.
Well, all the tinsel is on. I think I'll put on the ornaments. I'll put this nice red one up. Ouch! See, I'll put the blue one over here, and then... Ouch! And I'll put the green one up on top. There. Ouch! Oh, darn it.
Boss, I told you to get a Christmas tree instead of this cactus plant.
Rochester, I'm not going out and buy a Christmas tree when I have a perfectly good one at home. I want to put these gifts under it. Let's see, here's Don's, some nice dates. And this one's for Mary. Oh, and Rochester, here's the one I'm giving Remley. Boy, will he be surprised.
How will he be surprised? You got shaving lotion written all over the package.
Well, you have to do that with Remley. When he opens a box and finds a bottle, he never stops to read the label. Last year, I gave him a miniature ship and a bottle. The mask stuck out of his mouth for 3 months. Every time I asked him something, he had to answer me through the crow's nest. Believe me, I know what I'm doing. Oh, Rock, that must be the gang. You let him in, and I'll go out in the kitchen and get the hors d'oeuvres.
Okay. Well, hello,
Rock.
Come in, everybody. Mr. Benny's in the kitchen. He'll be right out. Make yourselves at home.
Hey, Jack's got a nice place here.
Yeah, but it's so cluttered up. Rochester, help me clean it up. I'll throw some of this stuff out.
Not that! That's the Christmas tree!
Christmas tree? Hey, that's nothing but an old cactus plant.
Oh, we would have had a tumbleweed, but the wind was blowing and we lost it coming through Indio.
Wait a minute. Look at that television set. Got a coin box attached to it with a slot to put money in.
Well, that's something they're trying out here. It's pay-as-you-see television. And Palm Springs is the only place where they're conducting this experiment.
Jack has the same attachment on his set in Beverly Hills, and it's no experiment.
Everybody here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
Well, kids, I'm glad you're all here. We'll have a nice... Oh, there's the phone.
I'll get it, boss.
Thanks, Rochester. And, Don, would you mind walking around with this big tray of hors d'oeuvres?
But, Jack, it'd be easier if I just sat down and ate them.
They're for everybody.
Say, Jack, this is a very nice place. I had no idea it was so large.
Oh, yes, there's a kitchen, dinette, living room, 2 bedrooms, and a patio. You know, Mary, when you're a big star, you got to have plenty of room to entertain.
Yeah, I just can't understand how you got all this for $85 a month.
What's the difference? I got it. Now, come on, everybody. Let's put all the presents under the tree and... Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I had 12 candy canes, and now there are only 11. Where's the other one?
Don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you, but if your conscience bothers you, they're 10 cents each.
Oh, don't be so silly.
Say, boss.
Yeah, Rochester. Who was that on the phone?
That was Mr. Coleman calling from Beverly Hills.
Oh, Ronald Coleman?
Yes, sir. He wanted to know if you'd be back in town for Christmas. I told him that you couldn't possibly make it. You were staying in Palm Springs.
Gee, that was nice of Ronnie to call. Is he planning a Christmas party?
Now, yes.
Huh?
He said he'd check with me later about New Year's.
All right.
Hey, gang, why don't we open up our Christmas presents?
No, it's too early. Everyone can take their gifts, but let's not open them until Christmas.
Gee, I'm embarrassed, Mr. Benny. I got you a gift, but I left it at my hotel room.
Oh, that's all right, Dennis. You didn't have to bother getting me anything anyway.
Well, truthfully, I didn't know what to get you. You have practically everything, but I went all over Palm Springs and I finally found something.
Really? What'd you get me, Dennis?
A Gila monster.
A Gila monster?
Yeah, the man only charged me $3 for it.
Dennis, a Gila monster is a deadly, poisonous, and vicious reptile. Why, it could snap a man's arm off.
No wonder it took him so long to wrap the package.
Dennis, if that poisonous thing is in your room, you better call your hotel right now and warn them.
Yeah, I guess I better.
Hey, come on, kids, let's have some fun. Let's get this party rolling.
Yeah, let's play some games.
Okay, but first I want to show you something, Mary.
Me?
Yeah, come on out in the hall for a second.
All right.
Well, here we are. Look up, Mary.
Why, Jack, it's mistletoe.
That's right. And that means that I get to kiss you.
Oh, Jack.
Now, come on, Mary, give me a kiss. Now, pucker up.
All right. There.
I knew it. You ate the candy cane. I knew it.
Here's your 10 cents. For a minute, I thought you were getting romantic.
Romantic, schmantic. A crime must be solved. Come back. Let's get back to the party.
Mary, what was going on out there in the hall?
Ask Boston Blackie.
Never mind. Hey, Dennis, did you call your hotel about that Gila monster?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Nothing. The phone keeps ringing and ringing, but nobody answers.
What?
Do you mind if I stay here tonight?
Now, come on, let's get things started here. Bob, how about having the band play a number?
Why, certainly, Jack. What would you like to have them play?
Oh, you mean I have a choice?
Sure. Ramona, the pagan love song, or stay on the light side with Esau?
Well, never mind the band. Let's all sing Jingle.
Yeah, let's all sing.
What's that noise?
Remley wants to go home.
Remley, put down that hacksaw and use the door. What a gang. Now, come on, kid. Let's sing Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse one sleigh.
Hey, quiet down!
Jingle bells,
hold it!
Jingle bells.
Hold it! Hold it! What's going on here? Hold it, kids. It's the owner. What's the matter, Mr. Martin?
I'll tell you what's the matter. I'm not going to stand for noisy parties like this going on in my house.
Now, wait a second, Mr. Martin. So what if we are making a little noise? You're forgetting I'm paying you $85 a month to rent this house.
Whoever dreamed you'd be throwing wild parties? When you came to me, you looked like a nice, quiet old man.
But look,
now I find out you're a Hollywood playboy.
Look, Mr. Martin.
And what are those convicts doing here?
Those are my musicians. Fellas, this is a party. Stop making those license plates. For heaven's sake. They're not home unless they're in jail.
I guess we were a little loud, Mr. Martin, but we didn't know you were here.
We were only having a little Christmas party.
A Christmas party?
Yes, if you prefer, we can leave.
Well,
we didn't even get to sing the Christmas carols.
Christmas carols.
Yes, we always sing Christmas carols.
Gee, I'd love to hear that.
Well, why don't you and your wife join us?
You really mean that, Mr. Benny?
Certainly. The more, the merrier.
Gee, thanks. I'll go get my wife and we'll join you in a party.
Now, Dennis. Yeah, go get her. Dennis, every year at my Christmas party, you always sing a nice medley of Christmas carols.
Yes, sir.
Well, how about singing them first now?
I'd be glad to.
Quiet, everybody. Dennis is going to sing.
Oh, me, Lord.
gentlemen, on behalf of my sponsor and my entire staff, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
With Dennis Day belting out Hark the Herald Angels Sing, that was the Cactus Christmas Tree, an episode of the Jack Benny program from December 20th, 1953. 5 years later, Dennis released a Christmas album featuring his renditions of all the favorites, including Jingle Bells, White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Silent Night, and many more. Titled Dennis Day Sings Christmas is for the Family, the cover picture featured Jack dressed as Santa and playing his violin. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Right after this break.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind. And those who came to Kansas because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Azel Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Azel Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge with 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester. Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
It's not like Chester to make up a thing like that.
No.
Max?
You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it?
Come over here to the window.
What? What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Asa Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at?
I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal.
No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. What's the perfect, versatile security system? How about a wire-free camera with an internal battery that lasts months and a solar panel for recharging? It's all part of the Tapos C425 security cam kit from TP-Link.
It can be mounted anywhere, so whether they're inside the house or outside the house, wherever you want to mount it, it's a really great solution.
That's Jens Hennings from TP-Link, and the Tapos system has tons of features.
It has very high definition streaming. It has the color night vision, crisp quality images at night, AI detection as well, which allows you to differentiate between vehicles, pets, people, and be able to filter some of those things out.
All controlled through the Tapo app. More is at tp-link.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with Johnny Dollar. We've come to another finale. The five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter, played out in September of 1956. And here, indeed, the final installment. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Capitan Garcia Ramulio, senor.
Oh, Garcia.
At the Panama Federal Police.
Tell me, have you...
Senor, the most intensive troubles are being extended in this matter.
Which means you haven't found him yet.
Every man at the police is active alert.
I'm happy to hear it.
You may rest assured, senor, that the capture of this dangerous Americano gangster is occurring any moment.
Have you found any trace of him?
Senor, I wish to advise you that the entire resource of my policia is at the disposal of our good neighbor of the north.
Thank you very much. Do you know where he's headed?
It is only by cooperation that our two great
nations...
Garcia.
Nations...
Si, senor.
Do you have any idea at all what's happened to Ed Morgan?
No, senor.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Come
Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Panama. To the home office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the confidential matter. Expense account, final page. Item 15, $1.10, taxi from my hotel to Plaza Bolivar in the office of Captain Garcia, Comandante of Police. It had been over an hour and a half since I'd let Ed Morgan point a gun at me and escape from the tiny fishing boat where he'd been hiding out for the past month. I'd expected the police to capture him within 30 minutes. There were only two highways out, and they'd both been blockaded immediately. But somehow, Ed, driving a stolen police car, had escaped the net. In fact, he'd done more than merely escape, as I discovered when I walked into the massive stone police headquarters.
Yes, Senor Dollar, pleased to sit you down.
Thanks.
The most surprised thing is, of course, Senor.
What do you mean?
You will remember you say it's a fine idea to keep watch at the hotel of the Senora Barrett.
Yeah, I thought Ed might try to get in touch with
him. Bueno, si. So I do this thing. I send two men, and they watch for 1 hour. Que bobos, they are fools.
Why so?
They do not see the Senor Morgan. They do not see the Senora Barrett. But only after 1 hour do they think to talk with the manager. You know what he say?
What?
Senor Morgan come 5 minutes before they do, and he take the senora away in the car.
What the devil for?
Quien sabe, senor.
Driving a stolen car and just one jump ahead of the police, and he risks his neck to go after her? Why?
Pues a veces el amor le vuelve loco, hombre.
Meaning?
This love is sometimes make a man crazy in the head.
How about that one?
It's something I am not understand so good, senor.
What's that?
How is it you all know all about this criminal?
He wasn't always a criminal, Garcia. He was one of my best friends for 12 years.
Then I am much sympathy with you, senor. It's too unfortunate that you are have the job for arresting.
Well, I didn't know he was alive when I took the job.
Que dice?
The company ran an audit on his books and found an 80 grand shortage. I went to San Francisco to find out what happened to the money. Ed was supposedly dead at the time. We all thought so.
Then I do not understand why you have come here to Panama.
I came to talk to this Nikki Barrett, the woman he'd been running around with. I stumbled onto him by luck, or accident, or whatever you want to call it.
Que curiosa es la vida. To live is like to fish, senor. One is never certain what he may pull up on the hook.
Well, I've pulled up one here, and I'd like to throw it back. But I guess you don't have much choice, senor.
Dispense me, por favor. Bueno. Eh? Que dice? Sí, sí, yo sé. Cerca del mar. Santa madre, qué tan lejos.
What is it, Garcia?
Ay, qué lástima. Sí, cuídela bien. Venemos ahorita. Sí, adiós.
What's wrong? What's happened?
Señor Morgan and the señora, they have been found.
Where?
They have tried to escape by the old road on the cliff. It's abandoned, very dangerous. They are miss one bad curve and go into the ocean.
Into the ocean?
Sí, señor. The car is under 10 meters of water. There is no sign of life.
Expense account item 16, $75, charter fee on one power launch. This included the services of a diver and line tender. We were just plain lucky on this when a salvage company happened to be working in the port and had a man and equipment free at the moment. We took off along the coastline, and in less than an hour, we dropped anchor over the wreck. The diver had been lowered beneath the surface. The sea was calm against the rocks, but the water wasn't clear enough to see more than just the outline of the car lying over 30 feet down on the bottom. While we waited for the diver to come back up, I glanced toward the high cliff towering above us. A month ago, there'd been another cliff like that in San Francisco.
Like I say, senor, life is too strange sometimes.
So is death.
This man, this woman, they meet, they look one at each other, and what are they think?
A lot of things, maybe. But not that they'd end up here like this.
How true it is, senor. Who can ever know if one day he will come
to... Wait a second. The diver's coming up.
Si. It's too bad he doesn't have the system of telephone. In this case, we can talk from the water.
He didn't have time to rig it up. Well, we'll soon know, I guess.
I am most sorry for you, Senor Dollar, that your friend has to die like this.
I faced the idea of his death a month ago and accepted it. Then I had to face some other things about him. Another shark now doesn't seem to have much meaning. Just a matter of... Hey, there's the diver. He's up at the rail. Hey, let me give you a hand with that faceplate. I'll work on this side.
It's very complicated, this diving business.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of an old-fashioned rig. They got suits now with self-contained oxygen, independent control. Stuff the frogmen developed during and after the war.
Qué fantástico.
Yeah, it is. All right. There we go. All right, now, what'd you find?
Let me get a breath of raw air first.
Better get that compressor motor fixed. Throws down more CO than oxygen.
Come on, come on. How'd it look?
Dollar, it's a mess. That car must have rolled over a dozen times coming down that cliff. All cracked up.
Yeah, but what about...
One door's half off and flattened back. All the glass is slivered. Looks like it had been bombed instead of just wrecked.
Senor, is the...
Yeah, the body of the woman is inside, but there's no chance of getting it out without dropping a grappler and seeing if we can roll the car over.
And the man? Is he...
Nope. Just a woman. That's the only one down there.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com has teamed up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive to help out Toys for Tots this holiday season and give you a chance to win some great prizes, including 4 tickets to the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights and $50 in gift certificates, better known as Black Bear Bucks from Black Bear Diner. All you have to do to get into our drawing is donate a brand new unwrapped toy valued at $10 or more to the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street in downtown Reading. Then your name goes into a drawing coming up December 12th at 8:15 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Teaming up with Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, the Turtle Bay Garden of Lights, and Black Bear Diner to help out Toys for Tots this Christmas. And giving you a chance to win some great prizes on KCNR. No purchase necessary to enter the drawing. One entry per person.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Again, the same pattern. A car plunging off a cliff into the ocean and a body missing from it. But this time I was sure it wasn't faked. Ed wouldn't have done a thing like that to Nikki. Not to Nikki. And yet his body was not in the wreck. I looked again at the high wall of the cliff, steep but not vertical. A car would have rolled and bounced coming down, as the diver had said. And one door was torn half off. The glass was smashed out. It was a possibility. As far as I could see, the only possibility. I had the captain run the launch in close. Then I jumped onto the rocks and started to climb. The slope was gentler than it had looked from the water. And the surface was broken by ravines. Clumps and thickets of tropical plants clung to the shells, and the going was rough. A long ways from impossible. I'd made it halfway to the top when I found him, jammed in the trough of a gully. Broken, badly hurt, but still alive. Barely alive.
That you, Johnny?
Yeah. Easy now. Let me get a foothold here.
We didn't make it, Johnny.
You didn't have a chance, Ed. You should have realized.
I know. Maybe I knew all along.
Better not try to talk.
It's kind of funny when you think about it. I mean, what happened here, just like we did it in San Francisco. Only this time it's real. Lost control.
Yeah, this time it's real. Now, you lie still there. There are police on the road up above. We'll get some ropes down, have you out of here before you know it.
Forget it, Johnny. It's no use. I'm all smashed inside. I can't even move.
All right, maybe you got a broken bone or two, but that's no reason to...
Don't lie to me, Johnny. I'm dying. We both know it. Am I right or not?
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, Ed.
Tell me, is Nikki...
She's dead.
No. You're right about her, Johnny.
Forget it, will you? Forget it.
I made her come with me in the car. Held a gun on her. And she got mad. Scared. She spilled the whole story.
Ed, it doesn't make any difference now.
It's funny. I thought she came down here before she was supposed to. Because she just couldn't wait to join me. But she only came to get the rest of the money. She wasn't planning to stay.
Listen to me, Ed. This kind of talk...
She didn't love me. Never did. She admitted it right before we went off the cliff. But I thought she did, Johnny, for a while. Nobody else ever let me even think it.
Please, Ed, why don't you try to forget about it?
You know something, Johnny?
What?
If I was to go back, I think I'd do the same thing again. Nikki, the way she could be when she wanted to, it gets you. Got me, anyway. It's crazy. Maybe there's just no answer for a guy like me. Except this.
I don't know, Ed. I'm not a judge.
Kind of figures, you know. Nikki dying, too. I bought her and paid for her. I at least ought to be able to take her with me. After all, I...
Easy now.
Money. What's left of it? It's inside my coat. Give it to Moore. Tell him I'm sorry. Make him understand.
He will.
You too, Johnny. I'm sorry. I guess I don't know what else to say.
Forget it.
But I still think I'd do it all over again. Crazy, eh?
There are times we all go a little crazy.
I got no right to ask, but if you would, I'd sure appreciate it. I mean, if you'd just shake hands with me.
Oh, sure, Ed. Here you go.
It's funny, I can't find your hand. It's dark. I can't see where...
Right here, Ed. Right here. Oh. I'd shake you, ugly old son of a gun.
Thanks, Johnny. Thanks for not... For not...
So long, Ed. Item 17, $487.25, hotel and incidentals in Panama and transportation back to the States. Expense account total, $912.61. Am forwarding under separate cover by American Express, insured, $62,112.30. End of account, enter report. Remarks? No, Mort, not on this one. Ed Morgan was my friend. The report stands. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Now, here is our star to tell you about next week's story.
Next week, the imperfect alibi matter. A real weirdie, where a big lie turns out to be the one real truth in the case. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Jack Edwards, Russell Fawson, Curly Mitchell, Stacy Harris, Bob Miller, Harry Bartell, Victor Perrin, and Frank Gerstle. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Brundage speaking.
Installment of the five-part storyline, The Confidential Matter, from September 1956. We'll launch yet another Johnny Dollar at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm your host, Greg Bell, and after he left the Dollar role in 1960, Bob Bailey sadly faded away from show business, with only a handful of minor film roles and some television appearances. For example, he would be seen in a February 1960 episode of the Chicago-based police series M-Squad. But do you recall what future Oscar-winning actor played the lead in that program? That character's name was Lieutenant Frank Ballinger. I'll name that performer, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection, now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. Born a leader.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code KING99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for 4 CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember, promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the 1957 to 1960 television police series M-Squad, following the exploits of an elite crime-fighting unit of the Chicago Police Department. The lead character, Detective Lieutenant Frank Ballinger, was played by a future Oscar winner, Lee Marvin. Now, he grabbed that Academy Award in 1966 for the dual role performance of both Tim Strong and Kid Shalene in the Western Cat Ballou, which featured Jane Fonda as the title character. I'm your host, Greg Bell. Remember to check us out online. We can be found at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.